be tied in this game, so that when they kick off here, they're going to ask their defense to try to stop them one more time, and then their offense hopefully to take the lead for them. Harbor Beach feeling the same way. They would like a nice kick return here and take the lead and put a little pressure on the Bearcat side, because all the pressure has been on the home team so far tonight.
Number 88, Colton Rosenthal, kicking off for the LB Bearcats at their own 40-yard line, left to right across the radio, deep back for the Harbor Beach Pirates. That would be number 13, Mason Yon. Brings it into the 14-yard line, across the 25, leaps across the 30, and finally brought down to about the 34-yard line. Tackle made by number 60, Logan Hulbert, on the special team defense for the Ubley Bearcats. And now Harbor Beach back on offense at their own 34-yard line, 6-6 tied with 11:55 left in the third quarter.
Nice kickoff there by the Bearcats. Good special teams coverage. Mason John doing a lot of different things to get the ball as far out as he did. Had to leap over a pile of down guys. And here's where we start now. The Harbor Beach Pirates start this second half with the ball.
T formation, right to left across the radio. Einerson under center, three men backfield. And off to his third option, Devin Puff, trying to work his way through those trenches. And they get out for about maybe 2, maybe 3 yards out to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by Logan Hulbert, the junior defenseman for Ubley. Second down and 7 for the Harbor Beach Pirates, 6-6 tied.
Harbor Beach coming out the wing T offense. We knew no matter how their formations would start that they were going to work on getting that running game going. So I'm sure that offensive line was getting a talking to. So here they go. We're going to try to match the physicality of Ubley and try to exceed it. And Devin Puff gets 3 yards to show on first down.
Same formation. Anderson gets the snap, and we have a flag flying, and this was a false start. It looks like number 42, Ethan Hessing, got a little bit too anxious there. And got a disco night here in Harbor Beach. Pushes Harbor Beach back 5 yards. Replay the down, second down and 12.
Oh, those are some bad penalties. Holding, that's an iffy call. Always, you know, you got to understand that you can't grab the jersey unless you're inside the numbers. But to have a false start penalty by one of your tailbacks is quite puzzling to me. So that's that 3 yard gain is now gone. It's second and long for the Pirates. And you could probably guess it. Now they know they're going to have to go and spread it out. But don't be surprised if they still run it.
Anderson with the screen pass to the left. It's into the hands of Nathan Seaman. Positive yards out to about the 38 yard line. Tackle made by Ubley's number 55, Nolan Van Erp. And it's about a gain of from a second and 12 down to about a third down and 6, a gain of 6 on the play.
Yep, and that's going to work. That sideline pass is going to be used to gain the confidence of Michael Anderson that he can complete passes, and that works like a run. They got 6 of the yards that they needed. Now third down and 6. They're going to try to get 4-plus yards here so that they can have an opportunity to go for it on fourth down if needed. And they are going to be in the spread offense here again with 3 receivers to the right.
Working off the left hash, Anderson in the shotgun, Puff to his left. It's going to be Anderson Keeper to the left side. He has positive yards, but he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker at the 39-yard line. That's a very healthy spot in favor of Harbor Beach at the 39-yard line. This is going to be very close to that first down marker. Tackle made by Logan Hulbert for the Ubley defense, and they're going to bring the chains on from this crew from the Flint area. And they want to measure this one out at the 39-yard line. From just initial thoughts here, Dave, it looks like he's shy by about maybe 6 inches.
I would say you're right. About half the length of the football, I believe that they are short. And I agree with you. I think he should be a half a yard short. But that spot was a little on the healthier side for Harbor Beach. But nonetheless, here they're going to stretch out those chains. We'll see here.
Dave Cowden, referee from Flushing, Michigan, head official here. And this is short by about 6 inches. Oh, so fourth down now, as he almost said, it was first down, Ubley. And so fourth down and inches to go for the Harbor Beach Pirates at their own 44-yard line.
I would be
quarterback sneak right over there.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I would be completely surprised if anybody touches the football other than Michael Anderson. You just dive ahead and get your half a yard and move on and try to get another. Ball barely needs to go forward. There's no way I can see them handing off and taking that chance again that on this slippery field that one of the running backs slips again and causes them to turn the ball over here at their own 44-yard line.
So Harbor Beach trying to get momentum going on their side. At center, that would be Dakota Deere. To his left, number 70, Jeff Oakley. Anderson under center. And there's the whistle. Anderson away in the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Devin Finkel. He has the first down and then some. Still on his feet, and he gets all the way to midfield. And the tackle made by Nolan Van Erp for the LB Bearcats, but not until after a six-yard gain from Devin Finkel. A huge fourth down conversion.
No doubt about it. But if you notice, he handed it off to Devin Finkel, and it was a straight dive. There was no cutting. There was no juking. There was no around the end. It was straight-ahead football, and Devin Finkel gets that first down with the initial surge and then battles for three or four more. Turns a nice first down gain, a fourth down gain conversion into a six-yard gain.
Right at midfield, right to left across your radio, first and 10 from the 50. Anderson hands it off to Ethan Hessling. He gets out for about 2 yards. A big tackle made by Carson Haleski for the Ubley Bearcats after a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8 from the Ubley 48. 9.5 left in the third, 6-6, still tied.
And way back when we called Ubley early in the season over in Sandusky, Sandusky was able to run wide and really hurt this Bearcat defense by extending them out and forcing those young sophomores to make a lot of decisions and read the football quickly. The growth that they've made over the last 8 or 9 games is unbelievable. With Nolan Van Erp, Carson Haleski, those guys have really stepped up their game as sophomores and could be a nice linebacker backfield tandem to be aware of.
Out of the shotgun, Anderson keeps it for himself, and he's brought down in the backfield by number 16. Logan Holbert jumps out of his tackle and brings down Anderson for a 2-yard loss. Third down and 10 from the midfield, 8:49 left in the third quarter.
And that's on the quarterback. That's on Michael Anderson. It's the read option. You have to read that defensive back, and he could have handed it off to Puff and had an opportunity to the far side of the field, but he kept it for himself, and Logan Hulbert maintains his presence, is able to react and take down Anderson before anything could happen, and that's going to set him back all the way down to the original line of scrimmage. Third down and a long 10 now right at midfield for the Pirates.
Trips to the left, one to the right. That's Mason Yon working off that left hash. Anderson in the shotgun facing a third and 10 from midfield. Pump fake. Now Anderson throws downfield, and this one is nearly brought in at the 23-yard line. It falls incomplete, and it's going to be a fourth and 10 from midfield, and more than likely, Harbor Beach is going to have to bring out the punt team.
Now, that was a man-to-man defense, but a preventative defense, as Ethan Lemke was 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. I would like to have seen Harbor Beach maybe just throw it over there and ask Mason Yon to break a tackle. Instead, they go with a double pump, double route, where he shows the curl route, pump fake the curl route, and then a streak down the sideline, and unfortunately, there is nothing there. The ball is overthrown yet again, and Ethan Lemke ends up having pretty good coverage by the time it's said and done.
And Harbor Beach is in the spread formation, appears to be going for it. Now it's the pooch punt out of the shotgun formation. Anderson punts and bounces at the 23, takes a Pirate bounce and rolls all the way down to the 10-yard line where it rolls come dead, and Ubley will have a 90-yard field to work with. Harbor Beach's first drive of the night in the second half results in a punt with 8:04 left in regulation. First and 10 for the LB Bearcats at their own 10-yard line.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice punt there, and it's a tough situation for the Bearcats because you have to respect the fact that a veteran coach like Coach Shelke may just make the play call to go for it in any situation out of the spread. And with Michael Anderson being your punter and quarterback, he can really do a lot of different things, and he's had two really nice punts out of the shotgun formation. That one, first one was 45 yards, pinned him down around the 10. This time 40 yards, pins him right at the 10. So 90 yards to go, but the Ubley Bearcat defense answers the call here to start second half.
Sweeney in the wing tee, and it's going to be a handoff to number 10, Ethan Lemke. He gets out for maybe a yard to the 11-yard line. Tackle made by number 29, Devin Finkel, for the Harbor Beach defense. Second down and 9 from the 11-yard line. Harbor Beach's front line really starting to step up.
That's a game-leading 8th tackle for Devin Finkel on that defensive side for the Pirates, as Ethan Lemke had nowhere to go, no running room at all. And a yard gain would be a gracious 1 yard for Ethan Lemke. There was nothing there.
7:33 left in the third quarter, still tied at 6 apiece. It's been this way since the end of the first quarter. Ubley facing a second and 9 from their own 11-yard line, far left side of your radio. It's Casey Sweeney, junior play caller, under center, 3-man backfield, looking to pass, staying in the pocket, throws downfield right down the middle into double coverage, and this one can't be brought in by anyone. Michael Anderson was the nearest receiver. Pass was intended for Ethan Lemke at the 45-yard line, falls incomplete. Third down in 9 for the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, it's double coverage again, at 2 of Harbor Beach's better, taller athletes in Michael Anderson and Mason Yon, and the undersized Ethan Lemke Pirates, excellent pass coverage there. Casey Sweeney, though, a young quarterback, doesn't throw it a lot. Unfortunately, stares down that route the whole time as Michael Anderson at one-on-one coverage and Mason Yon.